Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Wide Nine. We look back, we look ahead, we talk football. Jeff Rieger is in for Stoney today. I'll go first on the odds. You go first on the evens. We didn't set the ground rules.
Sounds good.
It's like hot potato.
It's like hot potato. The master of ceremonies is Thomas J. Milliken, the ninth. What's up, Gov?
All right, boys. Michigan State has two losses the first week into October. Michigan has one loss and has looked atrocious offensively against good competition. Why are both of our local major college programs having, quote, down seasons?
I got three letters for you. NFL. Where are the NFL players on either one of these rosters? They're not there. Spielman told us this a couple weeks ago when you compare Michigan's roster to Ohio State's, particularly offensively, particularly at the skill positions. Do you see any of these guys? And I know there's love out there for Tariq Black and DPJ and whatever, but we're talking about major offensive threats. They're just not there.
Yeah, I would say Michigan, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
I know. I love the trash Jim Harbaugh, but
Lions, Matthew Stafford.
96 in offense.
Tigers, Brad Ausmus.
Please, I'm talking. 74th in points, 102 ranked run game. This offense is pathetic, and you got to blame Harbaugh, the so-called offensive guy. Even if they have a semblance of an offense, they're okay. As far as Michigan State, I'm going to say they're not as bad as you think they are. That Arizona State loss isn't the worst now. They're 18th in the country. They lost to Ohio State. I'm not sure they stink.
If Michigan State played today, Michigan State would beat them.
I agree with that.
Wow. All right, so Michigan State could be on its way to a 5-plus loss season. Rumors have swirled that this could be Mark D'Antonio's swan song. If D'Antonio retires, who would you target to replace him?
This one's easy. Row the boat, PJ Fleck. Minnesota has the Gophers ranked for the first time since 2014.
They barely beat Georgia Southern at home.
26 in total D. They actually have a pretty easy schedule this season. He's only 38 years old. He's got Midwest ties. I go PJ Fleck. Plus, very energetic guy, Tom. Very energetic.
I'm not sure he fits Michigan State. I think it's going to be really interesting because I think it's a good referendum on where Michigan State is. You know, I mean, is it a Power Five elite program or is it a Mark D'Antonio program? Would a guy like Brian Harsin leave Boise State for Michigan State? Is that a step up? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Chris Creighton, I think, would be a candidate for what he's done at Eastern Michigan. Matt Campbell's going to be the big name for every job from Iowa State. I would target him. And Justin Wilcox, head coach at Cal, completely turned that program around.
Would your boy Fitz fit there?
I honestly don't think Fitz is leaving Northwestern. I really don't, ever.
Okay.
Because he knows he can never be fired there. He's got a lifetime appointment.
All right. Iowa had only given up 34 points coming into Ann Arbor this past Saturday. Might Wolverines fans be overreacting to the offensive woes and not giving the Hawkeyes defense enough credit?
Well, I know what Rieger's going to say, so I will take the... No. Look, that's exactly what Harbaugh said on Monday. He said, you got to give them some credit. And he's correct about that. The two teams that Michigan's offense has looked the worst against just happen to be two of the better defenses they're going to face, Iowa and Wisconsin. That said, no. Because we saw what they looked like against Army. We saw what they looked like even against Middle Tennessee State, where they scored points, but they still, there's just something missing there. There's a lack of explosive plays. Didn't you have the stat? Michigan has zero runs this season of 20 yards or more.
Stoney had it, but yeah, that's true.
Zero rushes of 20 yards or more? That's an embarrassment.
I would say my two favorite words, poppycock, hogwash. That's nonsense. I mean, listen,
nice.
Give credit
Very
to Iowa.
Nice.
Give credit to Iowa. That's fine, but this offense is broke. Again, 96 total offense. And again, I can't get past how bad Shea Patterson looks. He's regressed right in front of our face. So it's almost like, okay, the quarterback whisperer, I know people get sick of that, but the quarterback whisperer is whispering bad things into their minds. I don't get it. So absolutely not. The offense needs to be fixed.
All right. It appears we have six obvious teams that will make the college football playoff with Clemson, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. What team outside these six could crash the college football playoff?
Get ready to laugh. Wisconsin could crash.
I can't laugh at that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not laughing at that.
I thought you guys were going to laugh. Their defense is number one in the country, but what's impressive to me is, I mean, they have a Heisman Trophy candidate, but their schedule's pretty easy other than going to Ohio State. But if they lose to Ohio State, they can get them again in the Big Ten title game. And if they win that game with one loss, I got to believe they could go to the college football playoff.
That's exactly right. Because the other schools that you would think could, like, say, take Oregon, right, who only has one loss and starting to play better. They don't play anybody the rest of the year because the Pac-12 is a dog. Wisconsin can do a lot of damage if they can play and beat Ohio State and beat them twice.
Right. Twice, yeah, I mean, get you in for sure, that. But even once I think get you in.
Right. I mean, Texas, obviously, I think maybe Saturday is a bit of an elimination
game. They have
game
to win
there.
Out.
They'd have to win out. They have to beat Oklahoma on Saturday.
Probably have to beat them twice.
I just don't think any of the, what do they call them? The outside five, the next five, whatever. Boise State's not crashing this party.
Can you just repeat the part where you said you're exactly right?
You're exactly right. I could go for 9 hours.
Thank you.
All right. There are 11 teams in NFC above 500. We're a quarter of the way through the NFL season. Who are your six NFC playoff teams?
All right. Green Bay in. New Orleans in. I think Dallas and Philly are both in from the East. Ooh. Chicago and Seattle. Those are my six teams. That means the Rams don't make it.
And the Lions
don't make
it. And the
Lions don't make it.
Such a hater. I'm pretty close, though. Eagles, Packers, Niners, Saints, Chicago, and the Rams get in.
So safe to say you guys don't think the Lions are going to beat the Cowboys at home then, because that will be a huge game if the Lions aren't going to win the North to get a wild card. I just, win that game.
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, Dallas has two games against Washington, two games against the New York Giants.
They played one of them already.
I know.
Played two of them, actually.
Yeah, they beat the Giants and they beat the Redskins.
Yeah.
The Lions don't have that luxury.
We'll see. All right, if the Lions want to win the NFC North, is Monday night a must-win at Lambeau Field?
I would strongly encourage them to win. Like, if they're given the choice, I would say go ahead and win that game.
And just to piggyback on that, I do think they want to win the NFC North.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think Jamie's right about that.
Your speech. Maybe they don't. I got history on my side.
That's a good point. Valid. I don't think it's must win, though. I don't. This is the first time they're going to play an NFC North team. They still have so many more games against Minnesota, Chicago, and one more against Green Bay. I think it's pretty close to a must win, but it's not must win.
Yeah, I'm with Rieger on this one, too.
Ooh,
you're exactly right. I just think
sounds
we put
so
way
nice.
Too much. We're drawing too many conclusions early on. I saw a stat this morning after week five about all these teams a year ago who were under 500 who did end up making the playoffs, like Philly, like Dallas. There's a long way to go. This is not a do or die game.
All right, Patrick Mahomes has just a 56.5% completion percentage in the past two games with just one touchdown. Meanwhile, Christian McCaffrey has 269 yards rushing, 147 yards receiving, and four touchdowns in the past 2 weeks. Who is your NFL MVP at the quarter point?
Patrick Mahomes. Again, wait, this is, Gov, I expect better from you. You're a big FOW guy all of a sudden. Flavor of the week. Like, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, all of a sudden, the guy puts together back-to-back good games, and all the buzz
all of a
is
sudden.
On him. Look, at the Panthers started 0-2, and since then, they've beaten the Cardinals, the Texans, and the Jags. Ooh, I mean, come on. Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the league. To me, he's the MVP.
I love McCaffrey. I think it's a great job. I mean, Carolina started 0-2. Since then, they're 3-0. McCaffrey's a big reason for that. But I also have another person that could be in the running. How about WrestleMania? Russell Wilson just continues to be a stud, and Tony Ortiz whispered that in my ear, so I wanted to get that information.
Oh, you changed your answer last second.
But credit, I said two guys.
Credit to Ron Rivera for going with McCaffrey over Patterson.
All right, what NFL player or team are you most impressed with?
Funniest
man. What player or team are you most disappointed with?
All right, player or team most impressed with? The Raiders. With all that nonsense, all that distraction, they're 3-2. They get a really good running back in Josh Jacobs. So I would say the Raiders impressed, depressed, pathetic. The Falcons, they give up 40 points a game. 40 points a game, that's unacceptable in the NFL. So the Falcons, pathetic.
The Falcons could lose at home this week to the Cardinals. And if they do, Dan Quinn will be fired at 4:59 on Monday morning.
Buffalo Bills, very impressed by the Buffalo Bills because the only game they've lost this year is to the Pats. And they played with the Pats. I mean, they really, They gave Tom Brady all he could handle. I'm also impressed by the 49ers. I didn't, you know, obviously Garoppolo's injury last year was very big for them. I didn't realize just how big it was.
What happens when you date porn stars? You're that good of a quarterback.
And disappointed, the Cleveland Browns, baby. And by
you're not disappointed, I mean thrilled.
You love it.
Yeah. You're just a Baker hater. All right, finally, there's anticipation that there will be several significant trades before the deadline on the 29th. Your Lions GM, Bob Quinn, what trade would you make?
Now, when you say anticipation, is that your anticipation?
No, this is building.
This is building?
Yeah. Okay. The insiders like La Canfora are speculating it's going to be wild.
Well, we still have 20 days between now and then, and I think we have to kind of see where this team is. I mean, obviously, I think they are in good shape on the defensive line. I think they're in good shape at the linebacker position. I would look for an offensive lineman or a defensive back. And the offensive line's played well, but I'm wondering if that's fool's gold or not. I think we'll learn a lot about this team at Green Bay. If they can run the ball against the Packers, then I would target a guy like Jalen Ramsey for sure.
I don't disagree. There's a lot of sexy names out there. Melvin Gordon, Patrick Peterson, Von Miller, maybe Trent Williams,
AJ Green.
There's a lot of sexy names out there. However, the Lions are just good enough or bad enough, however you look at it, at various positions that I don't know if I'm going to spend a whole lot of future assets to go out and make a trade unless, like Jamie says, something becomes eye-opening in the next 20 days. So I would say right now, stand pat.
That is the wide nine. Stand pat, yeah. Shut up. That's the wide nine. 97-1 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.